Well, thanks for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God. Today, Genesis 33, 18 through 20. And Jacob came safely to the city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, on his way to Padam Aram, and he camped before the city. And from the sons of Hamor, Shechem's father, he brought 100 pieces of money, the piece of land on which he had pitched his tent. And there he erected an altar, and he called it El Elohi Israel. Jacob, in this passage, we look at the context, was scared to death. His brother Esau was coming to meet him. Jacob had stolen Esau's birthright and deceived their father in giving Esau's blessing of the firstborn son to Jacob. Now, years had passed since he escaped, but Esau was on the way, and now it was time for a reckoning. The night before the meeting with Esau, Jacob had a meeting with God. Appearing in the form of an angel, God wrestled with Jacob. And that night, God changed Jacob's name to Israel, a name that means to struggle with God. The next day, the meeting between the twin brothers took place, and to Jacob's relief, Esau did not seek revenge. In thanksgiving and praise, Jacob built an altar to God and called it the Mighty God of Israel, or El Elohi Israel. Jacob thought his struggle was going to be with Esau, but it was really with God. And that's often the case for us, isn't it? God uses life's challenges to wrestle with us and help us see that he is stretching and molding us into the person he wants us to be. Sometimes we wrestle with God in prayer, seeking his guidance over a particular situation. And an encounter with God allows us to experience his strength and his love and his blessing. Wrestling with God enables us to call him El Elohi Israel, the mighty God of Israel. Father, you are the God who I encounter and sometimes struggle with. There are times I don't understand your ways. Sometimes I get impatient with your timing. Sometimes I think I'm frustrated with others when I'm really frustrated with you. Thank you for grace and patience. Thank you for stretching me and growing me. Thank you that you are the mighty God of Israel. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.